Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches His people about life in the kingdom of God.
So what about wise giving? Sometimes you're trying to decide, should I give this to the person? I don't know, is it really wise? Because what if they misuse it? Like, what if there's a drunk and I want to give them money to help him, but he might just use it to buy alcohol or something like that, or it might not be the most loving thing. It's not a mixed motive when you look at the need and you try and discern, is it really loving to the person? Or am I potentially harming them by giving them? That's a legitimate question to ask. And I think we might talk about that more next week, but that's not a mixed motive. When I'm talking about a mixed motive, I'm talking about when you're concerned about just preserving your own comfort. No, I don't think so. That's a great question. Came up first service too, and I should have been clearer. But yeah, just because you're confused doesn't necessarily mean 100% that it's because of greed. There are other reasons why we get confused. Sometimes we can't make heads or tails out of a passage of Scripture, not because we're looking at it with a greedy eye, but just because we haven't learned the principles of how to interpret the Bible. Or because, it's just some ignorance in some area. Or we're trying to discern wisdom and there's some other reason besides our greed. Maybe we can't discern wisdom because God is purposely obscuring His guidance in order to test us for a time. Or something like that. There's a whole host of reasons why there can be confusion besides greed. So it's not, we don't want to overstate this. We just simply want to say where there is greed, then that will turn out the lights. And where there's generosity, the tendency will be more and more light. So, great question. Okay. I think Jesus states this in a general enough way to where I think it can cross the lines outside of the area where you're talking about. So the question is, if I am greedy in one particular area, am I only going to be blinded in that area, or will I be blinded across the board? And I think there's a blinding effect even across the board. Now, especially in that area. But I think in general, there will be a tendency to be able to perceive reality less. Especially since everything in the gospel is so interconnected. There really is no isolated issue, And so, yeah, I think mostly in that area, but I do think it bleeds out into the rest of your life. Okay. What's the best way to positively affect your filter? I think I'm getting to think where I really need to just preach more on this next week because that's such an important question. But I guess the short answer would be two things. Love. I mean, the more I love someone, the less I'm going to worry about my own selfish things. And so increasing love for people. And number two, reward. Increasing my motivation. The more I focus on eternal reward, the less I need to care about earthly things, earthly comforts. And I really think, if you weren't here last week especially, if you go back and listen to last week about how worthless earthly treasure really is, we need to get everything out of our earthly treasury. Having things in your earthly treasury is what causes this greed. And so emptying your earthly treasury is the key. And you say, how do you empty your earthly treasury? Well, that was last week's sermon. So you realize the worthlessness of it compared to eternity, and you realize the relative value of eternal things, and you let those things be your motivation. So it says, how do you look at needs with both eyes, but still look to do it for reward? Because reward needs to be our motivation, not just an afterthought. And that's really true. So how can I look, if I don't have one eye on myself and I have both eyes on the person, how is it that I can do it for reward? Because if you're here the last couple of weeks, you know that reward needs to be your motivation for this. The answer to that is reward is what motivates you to look with both eyes. Looking, it's not a mixed motive to be doing something for reward that benefits this person, even though you have to sacrifice personal comfort. That's not a mixed motive. Remember, if we found last week, there's never a time when there's any conflict between what you get rewarded for and what's in people's best interest. It's always the exact same thing. But preserving your own comfort, there is a conflict between preserving your own comfort and what's most loving. And so that's where you get a split motive,
Or it's like, well, on the one hand, I want to preserve my comfort. On the other hand, I want to do what's more loving for you. I'll meet in the middle. You never have to meet in the middle between reward and what's most loving, but you do have to meet in the middle between what preserves your comfort and what's most loving. Does that make sense?
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series, your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowd-funded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.